everyone. Welcome to the 8th episode of this podcast. I'm Sarah, and I will be taking over Mamawi's position for today. And today's episode with me are
Hi, everyone. I am Audrey Arayata, and I just started teaching the Career Image and Enhancement course last semester. So I hope to be able to give meaningful insights and help you along the way when it comes to career preparation.
All right, and the other with us today.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I am Mac Castillo. It's actually my first time teaching integrated image enhancement and career preparation, and I hope that everything that we'll be talking about today will help all of our viewers.
All right, so today's episode, we will be talking about job hunting strategies, and you know, Sir Mac and Miss Audrey have actually prepared a lot of, you know, a lot of like strategies that they can do. And with that, we have our first topic for today's episode, and it gives us an image of like what or how important is work view and life view, and how can we distinguish that? So Miss Audrey, can you give us the introduction of our
topic? Begin career preparation by distinguishing work view and life view. So why is this so important? People have this notion that whatever work you choose, it's really just something that you have to do to make money. So that's the common perception. But in reality, whatever work you're going to choose, it's going to eat up like what? More than 50% of your time. So it's important to know and understand why it is you work, or what work means to you, and what exactly does worthwhile or good work mean. Okay, so that's when you think of work view. And how does this relate to your life view? When you talk about life view, it's really about understanding your purpose or what it is you want to accomplish. And ideally, you want your work view to complement your life view and vice versa. So it's going to be difficult to work when you know it doesn't agree with what you value. And it's going to be difficult to live your life when you know that your work hinders what it is you want to achieve instead of enhancing those goals or accomplishments. So that's why it's important to determine what it is you really want out of your life, out of your work, and see, okay, does it make sense? Do these actually complement each other? Okay, maybe Sir Mac can tell us a little bit more about it.
I think I agree with Miss Audrey. Like, I like what she said, that, you know, if your work hinders you in what you want to achieve, then you're not going to be able to achieve what you want to do. I mean, like, if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll never find it naman. So I think you really need to know what you want to do in order for you to achieve what you really wanted to be in the future or in the long run.
So tama naman si Sir Mac, no, na if you really don't know what you're looking for, you're never gonna find it. And when you don't find it, maliligaw ka. And pag naliligaw ka, hindi ka masaya. So ultimately, the reason why you need to know what you want out of life and out of work and make sure that they go well together is you want to be happy, you want to be fulfilled. And it's time to move out of that mindset that, you know, work is just making money and making sure you put food on the table. So yun.
Right, that makes total sense, because it gives you a sort of a satisfaction to that. And in line with that, in line with work and work view and life view, how can you put a job preference into that? What foundation can you put into that?
So pagdating sa job preference, no, it helps you sort of filter your choices when it comes to looking for work or starting your career. If, for example, I am a person who really values spending quality time with family, no, and I know for a fact that there's that expectation that I'm going to be a breadwinner. So people would think, okay, what's the fastest way to make money? So the BPO job or call center jobs are very, very attractive in terms of compensation packages. But if you're going to end up in the night shift, how are you supposed to spend more time with your family kung balikad nga yung oras mo? So it's really going to help you decide, okay, is this the right job for me, given that this is what is important? So that's just one of the little things that people take for granted, kasi they think, oh, it's just it's just a difference in hours. But the difference in hours, location, pati yung function mo sa work, it can spill over into your life and cause stress.
Right.
Yes, I'd just like to add, like, I think you really need to know yourself and then what you really wanted to do. I think whenever, like, when you're a fresh grad, you always think of the end goal or your goal. Minsan nakakalimutan mo what are the things you need to do to achieve that goal. And I think one of the questions I think that you really need to answer is that, of course, what are your strengths in order for you to know what you really wanted to do. Like, you could ask maybe your closest friends, like, what actions, you know, are you most thankful for that I'm doing? And then you can start with that, and then, oh, ito pala yung, you know, people are thankful that I'm what I'm doing. And then you could start with that. You could look for jobs, you know, that associate with your actions, I think.
Pero at the same time, we have to be careful, no, Sir Mac? Kasi baka ang iisipin mo, ito lang yung pwede sa'yo. Hindi naman como wala kang skill set ngayon. For halimbawa, gusto mong maging professional in a certain field, tapos yung requirements, parang, ay, hindi ako pasok dito. So there are some companies naman or job opportunities that will allow you to learn on the job. So even though these are your strengths now, these are your weaknesses now, there's still room for improvement. So the important thing is, yun nga, knowing your strengths, kung kaya mo ba talaga to take that leap of faith, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did the both of you consider that? Or did you have any personal experience on job preferences? So can you share some of that experience?
Mac, baka gusto mong mauna. Parang existential yung question, Mac. Saluhin mo naman
it's
muna.
It's very...
siguro when I first graduated, well, I had these plans, you know, to go and have, like, that would be, like, go to... graduate school, you know, that was my first intention. But I didn't have the resources yet at that time, so having a job was not my first option. So medyo nahirapan ako at first, you know, what job would I want to do? Or syempre, ang una ko naisip, something that is closer to my degree, and I started there. Then after that, you know, building siguro myself or building my resume, and then dun ko na realize na ito pa rin gusto ko, like that.
Okay, so for me, grad school was not my go-to, no, my main goal. But I had really intended to take up a graduate degree, like, siguro after 2 years of experience, which is what I'm doing now. But fresh out of college, I was applying to companies left and right. Talagang basta may opening, magpapasa ako ng resume without thinking talaga na what do I really want, like, at the end of this? Like, what do I see as my ideal career in the future? It was really more on, you gotta get a job, you gotta get started somewhere. Hindi ka pwedeng maging picky, ganyan. But what happened was, I had an interview in a company in Makati, and at the same time, I received a job offer in my previous university where I used to teach. And I was shocked. So I spent 1 week thinking if I wanted to take the corporate route or if I wanted to stay in the academe. Kasi, grabe, they invite you to teach. It's a big honor also, di ba? And then I took 1 week to think about it and I realized what was the most important to me, which was being of service to the public. So while it may not be in, okay, let's call it, while it may not have been in politics, but I really think that education has a big role in public service. So di hamak na mas malaki yung sweldo dun sa company, sa Makati, pero wala, pinili ko kung nasan talaga yung puso ko, which is learning and helping students become the best versions of themselves. It was not an easy decision.
Right. When in the concept of, you know, job hunting strategies, the basis of, you know, the basis of everything is what's on your resume. And the question is, why should we revisit it? Why should we revisit our resume or our CV? What do you think about that?
When it comes to looking for work, you mean?
Because like it's so, important.
Okay, kasi what happens is when you're a fresh grad, lahat ilalagay mo eh, that's the tendency. Mm-hmm. You put all of these experiences, extracurricular activities, when in fact, companies look for very specific activities or experiences. And yun nga, that's the danger of mass producing your resume without thinking twice about what you want to put in it. They might just think, oh, it's just like every other graduate.
Right.
So you should be mindful of what it is you include and exclude so that at least alam nila na, okay, so she's applying for this role at ito yung experience niya. Ma-highlight yung experience na related dun sa role mo.
And that makes so yun much naman. Sense. Yeah. How about you, Sir Mac? How do you think about revisiting the resume every time?
It's very important, especially when you're building yourself or you're going to pag like na, may natapos kang work or you've attended a seminar. It's very important to revisit your resume and make sure you update it. And then I think when I was looking for a job before, I think my main or some of my mistakes were not actually tailoring my resume to the job itself. Parang ang nangyari is that my resume was general, like pwede siya sa different jobs, but I think it's coming from an experience lang. I don't know if it will work for others, but I think you should tailor your resume to the job itself. Like thinking that you're the HR or you're the human resource, what resume would I like to see from this type of person or from this type of prospective employee? And then I think it's also important to read the job description of the job you're applying to, and then you make a checklist. Oh, ito na pala yung nagawa ko, and then you highlight it in your resume so that pag nakita nila, oh, okay, it matches. Yun, ganun.
And that also makes it stand out, right? So it gives you an A plus on your resume. Now that we focus on that network. To build your network is so important. And Ma'am Audrey, how can you actually start with your own network?
Okay. Start in school, actually. People don't realize how that kid sitting in the back of the class could be like a future CEO or a business owner. So treat everyone with the same respect and kindness that you expect them to give you. But not just because, okay, baka yumaman siya eventually, but it's just being a good person, you know, so that eventually, if for example, you end up working in the same place, wala silang masasabi sa'yo. So start in school, and actually wherever you go, there's always this opportunity to make a connection somewhere. And if you're not gonna, after you leave school, I mean, there are networking events that you can attend. So you could check out Facebook for these kinds of events, depending on your industry. And of course, your teachers, kasama na dun, because a lot of them are industry experts and I'm sure they know other people in the field. So you really have to put your best foot forward sa school pa lang, no matter where you are.
So you can build like references in that case, in that scenario.
Definitely.
All right. How about you, Sir Mac? How can you start your own network?
Yeah, I agree with Ma'am Audrey. I think it always starts in school because you get to meet a lot of different people from different courses, from different fields. And don't hinder yourself by, you know, just having friends with sa mga blockmates mo, sa mga closest friends mo, you know, kasi you never know in the future they might help you. Diba? Like what Ma'am Audrey said na baka makatrabaho mo siya in the future. And then it's also important like in your resume kasi you have your references. And then, you know, start building good relationships with your professors then so that in the future when you need a reference or like and what do you call this? Like when they do background checks, they would ask for who are your former professors like that, so they would contact your professors, and then of course you want them to say nice things about you. And then yeah, and also I think, you know, don't burn bridges just because well, in school naman you parang minsan hindi naman kayo laging same with opinions with other students, but I think it's unhealthy like to burn bridges just because ay hindi, parang wala na siyang pakinabang sa akin in the future, you know, you never know. Ganun. And then I think siguro one tip, like, you surround yourself also with people who have the same vision
as you.
Oh, yes.
Agreed,
agreed. Like, you surround yourself with people na, you know, you would want to help you na, hindi, kaya mo yan. Don't surround yourself with people na, you know, yung medyo, I don't know how to say it, parang,
Not as inspiring, as motivating as you would.
Yes, ganon.
Pero ano, iba lang yung iba lang yung goals nila siguro from what you want.
That makes a lot of sense to start your network from school and to build that in order for you to get the career with being surrounded by all of that. Now, it's so important, and it's so vital nowadays that we use a platform such as the internet to look for jobs and everything. But now we're going to go to the online job portals. What are the advantages that you see in online job portals? And can you give examples of these platforms?
First advantage would be yung accessibility. So especially since we have this COVID situation now, no, a lot of companies are going online. And before, kasi when they do mass hiring, they really have like an event set up or yung mga career fairs. They visit you like physically, real time, no? Pero dahil nga online, it's faster. Once you have your profile set up, mahanap ka kaagad. They can contact you right away. Assuming, of course, yun nga, you have stable internet. Plus, kapag online job portals kasi, you can already tailor fit your profile. So, for example, if you upload a resume siguro on Monster, JobStreet, LinkedIn, you can already put, okay, these are the industries or the fields that I'd like to work in. So, pag i-search ka ng company in that industry, lalabas ka. So, mabilis na. It's like a, hindi naman siguro foot in the door, but like a toe in the door. It's a start.
Alright, sir Matt?
Based from experience, I got my first job from, you know, applying in an online job portal, which is JobStreet. You know, I didn't actually, I wasn't aware of online job portals until I graduated from college. So it was new to me, and then sobrang nakakapanibago siya. But I didn't think na it was actually possible for you to get, you know, a job online, yung through a job online job portal in JobStreet. From my experience, it's actually convenient for you because you don't have to go to the office in person. They could actually contact you through that online job portal na kaagad without, you know, going there and then coming back again if they want to see you again. Then I think that's one advantage of, you know, knowing online job portals.
Right. And I would also like to add, LPU has been, ever since, I can't tell if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they just started to make resume links. So whenever there's a job fair at school or whenever there's like any other company platform that they can apply to, they use these resume links, and so that they can be, you know, like, they don't have to be having the use of paper or usage of paper printing anymore. So what they do is that they use the platform Jobs 180. And then on the page of LPU Cavite, on the website rather, there are some jobs that are listed up here. So a student or a fresh grad can apply to that. And then all they have to do is send the link. And I think that's a good platform. It's actually a great platform, you know? It gives you a type of tone wherein it gives you a, let's say, something that's much easy for, you know, for times in today.
So I would like to also, mas professional, yeah. Kasi there are also job ano ba to? Job search, job hiring groups on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Marami nang ganyan. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're not as credible, but you just have to be more careful. Because some of them, they promise you, oh, you'll work abroad, you'll work here, but you have to pay this amount. So just be careful. And if you can verify with someone who works there, just be careful.
And that's actually the disadvantage of that. Because, you know, once you get on those sites, you know, you don't know if they're actually scamming you into this job. And then they don't know, they might get your personal information. So it's so important that when you're using these platforms, always do research, right? Because, you know, there are big advantages, but then again, you have your disadvantages as well. How about when you, Sir Mac, you mentioned that you got this platform once you graduated college. How do you think that it works best? How do you think that these job portals or these online portals work best for you? And how can you give advice to the students who are currently or should be currently using this right now?
I think that it, since we're in the modern age, and then students now are Gen Z, ba? They're Gen Z, you know, they're more, you know, they're more into, you know, going online. And then I think they should, I think, take advantage of it, you know, knowing this type of platform. And then maybe, you know, even though it's not yet, I mean, it's popular in the Philippines, but it's not like full blast na online lahat. You know, maybe it's in the future it would be. So since, you know, they're starting, they get to see what do you call this, in point of view of this platform. I think it's nice for them. And then advice for students, I think just be careful of what you. Wag naman yung apply na lang apply in the online job portals. You know, choose pa din yung, you know, what you want, and then wag lang yung, you know, lahat ng may open, I'll put my resume there and then apply.
Correct. How about you, Mama?
So, agree naman with Sir Mac, pero when it comes to online nga, because everyone is there, don't forget us, your teachers, that if you need advice or if you need referrals of any sort, that we are also a job portal on our own. Kasi nga, that's the reason why you build networks. Kasi there are teachers who can refer you to certain groups or companies, no? And again, be careful. And if you can look for reviews on the company, or if you know someone who's working there or who has worked there, it's good to get in touch with them. And huwag kayo mahiya kasi, for example, feeling mo naman hindi kayo close, but if the they'll understand naman your concerns and your hesitations when it comes to applying for a company.
Alright.
So be open lang. Oh. Be open, but be careful at the same time.
So, since we've talked about that, now let's go to the basis of everything. Why is it so important when you're looking for a job to check employee reviews? It's very vital because, you know, there are some companies that you can say they're the best, and then when you look up these reviews, you know, it's full of mixed emotions. Why is it so important to check these employee reviews, Ma'am Audrey?
Okay, so it's super important because when you start a job, you get into a company, don't think short term. Think that you're going to be there for a while. Kasi if you say that, ay, tatry ko lang naman, ano yun, 6 months, makikita yun sa record mo, makikita na job hopper, job hopping ang tawag doon kung maya't maya nagpapalit ka ng kumpanya. And it's not going to look good to future employers. They're always going to ask, why did you only stay for 3 months, 1 month? So do your due diligence na para pagdating mo doon, hindi ka madidisillusion. Parang what you see is what you check online is what you will get, and you shouldn't expect something different. Parang you're preparing yourself na rin mentally and psychologically.
Correct. Sir Mac?
I think it's also important, to check employee reviews, especially like the culture of the company. Does it fit your principles or your values? I mean, no company naman is, I think, perfect. I mean, no workplace is perfect naman. But, you know, if you have a friend, like, working in the company that you wanted to work in, diba, it's important, like, to get to know the culture inside. So that it's also a plus point, I think, plus point in sa big interview mo. Like, the employer would actually see that you're really interested in the company that you're applying to, and then you really wanted to, you know, to know not just the job itself, but the culture or the people inside. Yun na naman po.
That's actually important, you know, to understand the culture inside. And with that being said, I think we finished all our cue outlines for today, for the topic of today. So that's a relief for the first time.
It's a wrap.
But since that we've talked about all these job hunting strategies, and of course we are instructors, we are teachers in our profession, what advice can you actually give the students for our last words? What advice can you give the students when they are going to apply for a job? Ma'am Audrey?
Okay. When you're going to apply for a job, my most important advice, sa dami ng naisip ko ngayon, would be know what's important to you. Also, when I say what's important to you, yes, the financial concern is always going to be there, but think to yourself that you have to start somewhere. And starting is the most difficult part.
Right.
So make sure you start. Hindi naman perfect nga, there's no perfect company, but the closest to your ideal as possible so that when you're there, you can make the most out of your experience. So keep in mind what's most important to you.
All right, Sir Matt?
Yeah, I think it's also important to know yourself, then what do you want to do, and then of course know the companies that you're gonna apply to. And siguro one advice, wag mainip in hunting for jobs. Like it's hindi siya yung ano, like next week meron ka na, even though you applied now, next week meron na. I mean, it's fortunate for some, pero it's, you know, wag lang mainip, you know, you'll get there naman. Just don't, kasi right. It's hard when you have friends that, may job na siya, paano ako? You know, you get that feeling na parang sila, they're already there. Ako, like, I'm still starting, ganyan. Siguro, you know, we all have our different timelines naman when it comes to work din. Wala namang deadline.
Have faith in yourself, yes. And trust the process na lang.
All right, so that's a wrap. All right, to all our listeners, thank you so much for listening to the 8th episode of this podcast, and a great and a big thank you as well to Miss Audrey and Sir Mac for our panelists today, actually. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, so that's a wrap. Bye, guys.
Bye.